Your staff presented a Fresh Orange campaign. Tell us about the background of that and where it went.
Mr. Ben Hill Griffin showed up at the last commission meeting in Bartow and gave a presentation on how the industry was founded overall on fresh orange. And in response to that, he had several requests to see more fresh orange marketing and advertising taking place. So we, in our efforts to be responsive to the industry, put together a plan of basically a marketing plan for fresh orange. And that's what we presented here today just for discussion.
And I believe that was a $1 million plan. I got the indication nothing's going to happen right now. Is that correct?
There's nothing that was voted on to move forward at this time, correct.
Continuing declining orange juice sales. Is it frustrating? What are you doing overall to curb those falling OJ sales?
I think one of the key things that everybody out there has to look at is the performance of NFC right now. And it's getting lost in the overall problems with recon. We are at one of the highest price points in history for orange juice. I believe it is the highest. It kind of vacillates back and forth week to week. But at the highest possible points, price points in history right now, NFC is performing well. Just continues to show the value that customers place on NFC and the importance that it plays in their lives. Mr. Norberg showed at the meeting today that the difference in NFC versus recon. Recon is a much more price-sensitive customer, and when the price gets up too high, they're trading out of the category. So that's the cards that we're dealt right now, but I want to make sure that we know it's not all gloom and doom. If you look at the value that the customer places on NFC, it's performing very, very well and was actually up at the last Nielsen, although slightly, I think it was 0.1%. So, you know, that's the premier crop that we're dealing with, and I want to make sure that we don't lose sight of that issue.
Are you happy with our efforts to try to turn these sales declines around overall?
You saw the budget presentation today, and you can see that we unfortunately did not get the same increase with the trade-off that we're making in research. I think some of the folks out there were expecting a dollar-for-dollar increase. If we saved $5 million in research, then we get $5 million in marketing, and that just wasn't the case. As Ms. Funkhauser showed in her presentation with the sale of the building last year and some research dollars that were put in place, we had $2 to $3 million more that was spent on marketing. So we don't have the same level to spend. We won't have a $25 million marketing budget next year. The department as a whole has done its due diligence in cutting where they can and making sure that we're pumping every dollar worth of money that we can into marketing. We re-looked at the current advertising, and we're seeing levels of intent to repurchase or intent to purchase at 74%. We're seeing high 80s in scores for our current advertising, which is very good. And then the commission voted to continue with the current campaign. And given those high numbers, it makes more sense to try to get more media weeks and spend more dollars in the actual marketing. So more is better when it comes to media.
Are we going to turn these declines around eventually?
You know, one of the things that we're working on is we've got several new KSIs that we're looking at, and we have to figure out what's the right measurement. You know, consumption, a lot of people talk about consumption. Are we going to get up to the same consumption levels that we were at 10 years ago? We don't have the crop size to get to the same consumption levels that we were at 10 years ago. So you have to look at some new metrics and how you're going to measure what success looks like. And at all-time high price points, if we can keep the sales, if we can flatten out the sales to where they are now, I think we'd be successful as far as NFC goes. Obviously, Recon's got some issues with the high price points, but in September, we should be launching our new strategic plan, and it should have some new metrics. We kind of alluded to some of those today. We're talking about relevancy and value to the customer, and those are a couple of important things that we're going to be looking at moving forward.
You and Chairman McKenna, I believe, took a trip to Brazil. Tell us what month that was in and what you learned there.
Was it April? That was March, actually. Chairman McKenna and I went and met with Citrus BR. We met a couple of consultants down there and toured the primary citrus growing areas around Sao Paulo. Very, very educational to us in seeing the extent of the disease, HLB, black spot, leprosis. There's a whole lot of disease down there, a whole lot of concern over worldwide demand. So they've got the same supply and same worldwide demand issues that we have here in Florida. Seeing the extent of it down there was very educational to us. And talking to some of the processors down there, and they're getting the fact that they need to market now, and understanding the fact that they need to invest in their brand and invest in the category overall. And Citrus BR has had some announcements in the past few weeks where they're doing just that, and they're researching into their different worldwide markets. We all understand that there's a demand issue that needs to be addressed.
Is there anything else you'd like growers and the rest of the industry to know?
I just want everybody to know that we're available, and we haven't lost sight of the fact that we work for you, and invite you out to a commission meeting. And if at any time you have any questions or want to talk about anything, give us a call.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.